Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Therefore, rejoice in heaven, and ye that dwell in them. I want you to get the picture. Rejoice in heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Why? Because Satan no longer has access to the heavenlies. But woe to you people on the earth. What a contrast. Rejoice, rejoice. He ain't around here no more. But woe to those folk on earth. Because it says, and to the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. I guess so. You talking about he's madder than a wet hen. I don't know what, I've always heard that all my life. I don't know what it means, madder than a wet hen, you know. It talks about he has great wrath. He is angry. He's foaming at the mouth, and he's ready to go. Because he knoweth that he hath a short time. That's interesting. The devil knows what's in this book. He knows that in Revelation chapter number 20, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. He knows that. Matter of fact, the devil probably knows more about this Bible than most of us do. He knows what's in this book. Well, I don't want to go too far with that, but he knows that he has short time. He knows it's just his time is short. In verse number 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, look at this, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. In other words, he's now going to focus his whole energy and effort now upon the nation of Israel. That's what he's doing. Right now, he's focused upon the whole world, trying to destroy the world, you know, Gentiles, and of course, Israel too. But when he's cast down in the tribulation period, in the middle of the week, the Bible says that he persecutes the woman which brought forth the man-child, which means he really goes after Israel, the second half of the tribulation period. It's very important to realize that, and we're going to look at that in just a minute, how now he cannot defeat Jesus, but he's sure going to take as many people he can down with him, destroy Israel, whoever else he can destroy. So we see Israel's special favor in verses 1 and 2, Israel's satanic foe in verses 3 through 5, Israel's spiritual fight in verses 6 through 12, and then notice Israel's strategic flight, their flight, in verses 13 and 14, when it says that the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, and he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman, Israel, was given two wings of a great eagle. Now, this does not mean Delta Airlines. I have a commentary at the church. I mean at home, that a great commentator says that this is some kind of airline. You know, the eagles, and you know they're going to get on airplanes and fly. So this is not talking about that at all. Again, it's symbolism. Like it was talking about the dragon rising up out of the sea and the woman and child and all. Again, that the woman was given to them two wings of a great eagle, a way of escape by God's providential care and sovereignty. They were able to escape the wrath of Satan, some of them. And we'll look at that in just a minute. That she might fly, Israel, into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. Remember, he's going after these Jews, Israel, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away to the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened, and the mouse opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Okay. Before we go any farther, let me give you the picture. Matter of fact, turn with me to the book of Matthew. This help clear some things up. Matthew chapter number 24, the great tribulation period. Matthew 24, verse number 15. Matthew 24, 15. Satan is cast out in the middle of the tribulation period. From the heavenlies, he's confined here on earth. And here's what Jesus said concerning that time. Matthew 24, 15. When ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, which is speaking there in Daniel chapter 9, I believe, if I remember right, Daniel 9:27, references back to that. Stand in the holy place. And then look at this in parentheses. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Notice that that's not written in red in your Bible. See, that's in black. Is that, you notice that? Obviously, during the tribulation period, there are people who are going to be reading this book, the Bible. I don't want to go too far because I got to move on. But obviously, this is so. Whoever readeth, let him understand. Verse number 16. Then let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. In other words, when you see this take place, when the Antichrist comes into the temple will be built. He declares himself to be God. Jesus saying, you better get out of here. Okay, head to the mountains. Head to the mountains because they're going to hide you. We're going to look at this in Revelation 12 again just in a second. Flee to the wilderness. Don't pack your bags. Get out of there now. Neither, verse number 18, neither let him which is in the field return back and take his clothes. Well, I got to go back and pack my belongings and, you know, get my memorabilia, my pictures on the wall. Okay, no, you leave everything there. Verse number 19. And woe unto them that are with child, mamas who have kids and babies that give suck to those in those days. And pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Danny will be going back to Israel, has some friends in Israel as we speak now. On the Sabbath day, the Orthodox Jews only travel so far. Matter of fact, outside of Jerusalem is a marker that at the roads you can't travel any farther than this on a Sabbath day's journey. Those Orthodox Jews don't want to travel that far, and I don't want to go into this, but it's pray that your flight, when the Antichrist goes into the temple, pray that it's not on the Sabbath day, because many people say, I ain't going no farther than this. I don't want to break the Sabbath, okay? Anyway, and I believe he's going to do that on the Sabbath. That's just my opinion, that when the Antichrist enters into the temple, that it will be the Sabbath. Because a lot of Jews are quiet and do what they're doing anyway. That's another subject for another day. But he said, praise not on Sabbath. For then shall there be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. So Jesus referred to this about head to the mountains. In chapter number 12, back in the book of Revelation, in verse number 14, it talks about the wilderness. Again, it's my opinion. Again, in my opinion, I think I'm very, very safe in saying this. That they will go in a place called Petra, that's commonly called Petra, which is in Edom. So just across the Israeli border in Jordan is a place we've been there. And didn't you go there? Yeah. You didn't. You missed out on that trip, didn't you? Anyway, I believe that's where they're going to hide. Again, it's just a matter of opinion. But God has prepared a place for them. It says that in verse number 14, into a place where she is nourished. For a time and a half times, that's 1260 days, 42 months. And God had prepared, I'm looking for a verse that God prepared a place for them. Where's that? I read that. Anyway, God had prepared this place for them, and there's no Walmarts there. There's no Publix there in this wilderness, in this dry place. But God is going to provide for them for 1260 days. The same way he provided for the nation of Israel. Remember when they crossed the Red Sea and they went into the wilderness for 40 years and their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. Every time I think about this, and I got to quit. Noel Gilbert, he may be here this morning. He has a pair of shoes that are over 40 years old. I don't think he ever wore them, but he said he got a pair of shoes over 40 years old. He still got them. The Lord God fed Israel for 40 years, millions of people. Fed them water, manna, quail, whatever, it protected them. So it's no problem for God to take care of whoever flees to this wilderness for 1260 days, for 3.5 years. God will provide for them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Dixie Echoes live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.